With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Republicans are looking to approve government funding on their terms. Correspondent Ron Taylor has more, and he says it will take a little help from Democrats.
Speaker Mike Johnson is teeing up a bill that would generally fund agencies at current levels for the remainder of the budget year ending September 30th. It's a risky approach. Normally, Republicans have had to work with Democrats to craft a government funding measure that both sides can support. Crucially, the strategy has the backing of President Trump, who said, "Let's get this bill done." Congress must act by midnight March 14th to avoid a partial government shutdown. Ron Taylor reporting.
America's employers added 151,000 jobs last month. The Labor Department says the healthcare, financial services, and transportation fields led the way in hiring. The unemployment rate ticked up a notch to 4.1%.
The expectation was a gain of 160,000 jobs compared with January's figure of 140,000. The employment rate was forecast to stay at a low 4%. Anticipating the report, economist Lydia Bosur said, quote, "Despite rising concerns about the health of the economy, momentum remains positive."
That is George Williams reporting. Tax expert Jonathan Williams says it's vital to the U.S. economy that Congress extend the Trump tax cuts 2017.
The TCJA, Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, as being something that put America's economy on rocket fuel and really took us to the next level and brought all those jobs back, brought that capital back to the United States for repatriation. And it's something that is essential right now.
Williams spoke with the Salem Radio Network. President Trump denies reports there was a clash between Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Elon Musk over sweeping government cuts during a cabinet meeting at the White House this week.
No clash. I was there. You're just a troublemaker.
The president says Musk and Rubio actually get along quite well. This is SRN News. A look at what Americans believe about spiritual matters, and we get a report from Michael Harrington.
The percentage of people who are non-religious is higher than ever, approaching one-third. But that doesn't mean that folks don't believe in anything bigger than themselves. The Pew Research Center reports that 83% of Americans believe in God or some sort of universal spirit. 86% think that every individual has a soul, not just a physical body. And 70% say there is an afterlife of some kind where all of us are going. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Leaders of the European Union will lift sanctions against Syria now that strongman Bashar Assad is no longer ruling. The Islamic rebels who took over the country late last year are so far treating Christians and other religious minorities with respect. The European Council says the decision is part of the EU's efforts to support an inclusive political transition in Syria and a swift economic recovery. This is SRN News. An Olympic snowboarder criminally wanted in the U.S.
There's a $10 million reward for information leading to the arrest of a former Olympic snowboarder for Canada who is wanted for running a multinational drug trafficking network and planning multiple murders related to the ring. The FBI has added 43-year-old Ryan Wedding to its 10 most wanted list, while also announcing the State Department's $10 million offer. Wedding was charged last June with murder and drug crimes.
That is Donna Warder reporting. The World Video Game Hall of Fame has revealed its 12 finalists for 2025. The finalists include Age of Empires, Angry Birds, Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, Defender, Frogger, GoldenEye, Golden Tee, Harvest Moon, Mattel Football Quake, I should say Mattel Football, Quake, NBA 2K, and Tamagotchi. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.